Welcome to the Q&A for the 2017 Mastery and Certification Program. And how this works is if you have anything resembling a question, so you could have a concern, a question, something you just want me to talk more about. So it doesn't necessarily have to be worded as a question. It can just be something you want to hear more about. However you put it, we'll work it out. So if you would press 1 on your keypad, and while you're doing that, I'm going to kick my puppy out, who was behaving so well right up until the moment we started. So if you press 1 on your keypad, and then I'll give you the microphone. Come on, Buck. Yeah, there you go. Yes, I know. Like, oh, come on, really? I have to go. All right, so Nicole and Sarachelle, and if you would, say where you're calling from and what is it that you're thinking about participating in so that I can answer your question in the context of what you are contemplating. So, wow, Nicole, we had a lot of time together lately.
We have. It's been a week together.
Crazy.
It has been. Thank you.
Welcome.
I guess I'm hoping for a little guidance, and then I have a question as well. So what I am working on, I'm a midwife and I teach childbirth classes, but I find that a lot of upset and frustration in the women that I serve with their relationships, and I really would like to be able to help them more. Mm-hmm. And so I teach childbirth classes now. I kind of see it actually as a platform that I can jump off and like, hey, if you find things down the road, maybe I can help you here too. But I know you have the parenting and partnership going on next year, so that interests me greatly. But so this year I'm wondering about either the heart of partnership, which I'm in as personal mastery now, or understanding men, or what direction would you recommend?
Okay. Well, first, just factual, if you want to be in parenting and partnership next year, in 2018, mm-hmm. you'll need to be certified either professionally or as a coach. In your case, I would encourage you to do it professionally in Heart of Partnership in 2017. And the fact that you've been in it in personal mastery this year will actually be to your advantage next year because you'll get to take it a lot deeper. Yeah, so Heart of Partnership certification is a prerequisite for parenting and partnership in 2018. Definitely, well, there's two different ways to go, and I would recommend you do the one that's the most exciting to you, like inspiring, and you look forward to it, because all of the partnership distinctions apply in what you're talking about. So, for example, the first one, creating partnership through accountability. And, you know, moms and dads go into parenting with a whole bunch of expectations that aren't expressed. And then their satisfaction is measured by how the other person's living up to their unexpressed expectations and how they feel like they're living up to the other person's unexpected expectations. And you add a child and it goes downhill really fast from how are you carrying the child, feeding the child, diapering the child, attending to the child, attending too much, too little, right? So it's in the parenting, yeah. It's in the child birth, right? I remember when I was in labor with my son, his dad was watching the Olympics. And I was furious with him because mm-hmm. you know, he's supposed to be timing my contractions. He's supposed to and supporting me, and just like we learned in class, But it was purely an execution. I'd never asked him to be accountable for that. Right? So I was just furious that he wasn't doing his job. So, I mean, that's just one of the partnership distinctions. So it definitely applies to being pregnant, having a child, raising children, the whole thing. Empowering men, the other topic series, so helpful in interacting with a man. For example, phases of the hunt. How many hidden plans does he have about what's going on now, about the future that may be sharing together? Or what are the plans that he has that the imminent arrival of the child totally trashed, that she maybe didn't even know that he had because he concealed them?
Mm-hmm.
And where is he in the stages of development? And the stages of development have a huge impact on how a man approaches fatherhood and is a father. So both of these topic series apply to what it is that you're working on. And if you had a lot of extra time, you may want to do both, but it's not an easy thing to do. And if you don't, then pick the one that it makes you happy to think about spending a year learning that, researching that, and talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that give that you any?
Yeah. Makes me just want to do both.
Well, the good news is that empowering men will happen in 2017 and 2018. So what many people are doing is they know they want to put all of these tools in their tool chest, given what they're committed to in life. And we announced the 2018 schedule so that people could spread it out, could plan ahead, and not, you know, have that fear of missing opportunity, FOMO thing, have them do something that doesn't support them. So you could do harder partnership this year and empowering men the next year. Parenting and partnership,
right.
you might want to start out at personal mastery, which you could because of your heart of partnership background. You could do personal mastery in 2018. There's a lot of ways to do it. I've never offered parenting and partnership before, and this is the first year I actually did a class on it. And then one of our current participants expressed that she wishes I would do mastery, and that it just took hold in me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of work, and if you're happy about what you're getting to study and research and teach, I think that's what makes it go the best.
I think I'd be happy with either one a lot, but partnership calls to me a bit more. Lastly, the professional, if you do professional and coaching, how does that work?
Well, during the program, so from April until January, it doesn't matter whether you're in professional or coaching certification in regards to how you're learning the topics, how you're research and how you're researching the topics, your research journal, and your demonstration calls. Those are all the same, whether you're in professional or in coaching. Where it matters is if you're in coaching certification, then that's how you teach. You teach one-on-one on the phone, just as you would if you were being a coach at PAX. You would teach one-on-one on the phone. So you teach 10 people each month, individually, a minimum of 10, individually each cycle, I should say, which is 5 weeks long, not quite a month. If you're in professional certification, then we encourage you to teach however you're going to teach it in your profession, and we encourage you to charge for it while you're teaching it. you're providing information that nobody else can, even if you're not finished with all your schooling, you're still providing tremendous value. So you would go ahead and include your topics in your child book classes, for example, if you wanted to, or in addition to them. You would teach them in that same kind of format that you intended to. And then what happens is if you want professional and certification coaching, then what happens is you add on the coaching certification intensives. And it's 3 days, and it's where we teach you how to coach the way that we coach, which you're actually experiencing it right now in bringing it all together. In some ways, you're experiencing a little bit of it, where I created a custom program for all of you based on what you're working on. And in coaching one-on-one, you're intaking information of what people are working on and what matters to them, and then you're designing a custom program to educate them and support them in what they need to get to where they want to get to. And it's a particular way of listening. It's a particular way of thinking. In the coaching intensive, we'll be doing a segment on what we call group coaching, where you're coaching one person in front of other people and how you create that safety. We'll do a section on couples coaching, which is its own beast. Couples coaching, which is a lot of translating from one reality to another. Like a man says something, you tell the woman, okay, so when a man says that, he usually means this. Is that what you meant, Bob? And he goes, yeah, that's what I meant, but now you translated it into her language, right? And then she says something, okay, Bob. So when a woman says it, she usually means this. it's pretty funny. There's a lot of translating in couples coaching and a lot of holding space. Let him finish. Let her finish. Take a breath, right? Yeah, so it's something that many of our professional certification people are adding on, not because they want to coach for PACS, but because they want to be trained in how to coach their clients. So they can, for example, teach a class and advertise in their class that they're available for private coaching. And so they have both ways of providing for their clients. And you don't have to decide about coming to the coaching intensive until you're really much further into it. We don't actually invite people to register for it until the third weekend. It is important if you want to teach the way that you're set up to teach to choose a professional certification from the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so excited what you're thinking about. We really have to spend a year with you. What a kick in the pants. Yeah, it feels like I'll spend a year with you and Devin and Sean. The whole family.
That's great. Thank you.
So I'm going to go to Sarah's cell, and then if you... I'll put the hands down, and so if you have a follow-up question, just raise your hand again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so if Maria or Jules, if you have a question, you just press 1 on your keypad, and I will come to you, and it doesn't have to be a question. It can be could you please say more about... I'm willing to help you with anything. It's a huge decision. I want you to have all the information I can give you. Sarah Shaw, you talked about someone I'm spending a lot of time with. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from Washington, from Bainbridge Island, since you asked.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Let's buy that. You're welcome. I'm looking at the Heart of Partnership. And I was reading through the sample of the contract or certification license, and it triggered more questions than the whole you know, description thing. I was like, okay, the description thing makes sense. Legalese, not so much. So I was looking for, I would like some more clarity on what you determine live in-person formats. Because in my current work, I use video conferencing with my clients, one-on-one, and with couples and with families. Because we can do whole group things. So it is live, only I'm here and there, wherever they are in the world. You know?
Yes.
And I also, when I teach classes, I teach via teleclass usually or video conferencing, and then I send people the recordings. And I wanted the ability that if I was teaching this, that I could even package it and sell it. And I didn't know if that qualified or didn't qualify for live in person because it was taught live in person. Then if I sold a package, like if I taught a class like you have done, like Journey to the Center of You, you know, and then you give it as a bonus or you sell it on your website. And then normally what I do is if someone buys a package from me, then I usually offer like Q&A calls as follow-up. So they're going through the program, and so then they get the live after the fact that they've gone through it first. So I was like looking for clarity around that kind of stuff.
Yep. It's right. Your question's very clear. Do you want me to address that or do you want to tell me the rest first?
We can start with that. That's good.
Okay. So for everyone else, on the professional certification page, there's a link to the license that you earn by successfully completing the program. And this is the first year we've ever provided it, and we did it to help people make their decisions and be really clear ahead of time. And the only difference in the four different topics, the only difference in the contract is in item number one, where it says grant of license. And there's a really distinct difference between the Heart of Partnership and Empowering Women license from the Intentional Dating and Empowering Men license. And so for what you're asking about, Sarah Shell, what you said in the first case in terms of doing a teleconference with the individual or couple or family where you're teaching to them, live, right? You're live and you're in a kind of in-personness. That would be fine. We would actually we would write it in there if you needed to. The second part of and sending them a recording of your session with them, that's fine for their personal use. Doing something by teleconference or video conferencing and packaging it and selling it to people who weren't there with you would not be all right. And so that part of what you're asking for, this license doesn't grant. And doing like teleconference teaching like to a group, anybody wants to sign up, or webinar teaching, that also would not be as part of this license. It would be part, you could do anything like that with the Empowering Men or the Intentional Dating topic series. You can't do that with the Heart of Partnership for the Empowering Women topic series.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. It's disappointing, but it answers the question. So I appreciate the clarity.
Can I tell you why? It is really limiting. It's limiting, and the reason why it's limiting is that the next sentence in here, so I'll just read it for people. So it says, licensor hereby grants to licensee, and licensee hereby accepts, a worldwide, personal, non-transferable, non-exclusive right and license to use the materials Such grant of right and license is limited to the right to reproduce the materials for the purposes of teaching, coaching, consulting, counseling, speaking, and other formats for presenting the materials solely in live in-person formats. The next sentence is the licensee may not duplicate licensor's existing or future workshops, products, books, MP3s, compact discs, DVDs, and other formats now known or later developed. So we're not developing programs and products in an intentional, known way in the areas of empowering men and intentional dating. We're not working on a bunch of stuff in that area. We already have existing and are working on a bunch of stuff for the internet and recorded webinar, internet, on demand, a bunch of stuff in the area of heart of partnership and empowering women. So the empowering women information is the Understanding Women workshop and other things that go with it. Heart of Partnership, I am in my heyday of creating ways of distinguishing that information for other people. So there may be a time in the future where I'm like, okay, I've done everything I want to do. Now let's see what else other people can do with this information. But I'm not there and I'm not even close. So even if the first part, such grant of license, didn't say in person, then the second part where our partners check with us, are you working on anything like this? Are you working on anything like this? And we say, no, go for it. No, go for it. No, go for it. In this case, in Heart of Partnership especially, we would say yes, yes, probably, pretty soon, nope, don't do it. So we want you to know that ahead of time. I want you to know the limitations ahead of time so that there isn't any upset for you. And if you want to be as unlimited as you'd like to be, then the other two topics would be appropriate for that much freedom.
Okay. I was just trying to blend it with the work that I do.
Yeah.
It's like they empower each other. And so it's like giving appropriate credit where each one is due. And I'm an evolutionary person when it comes to systems. And so I just evolve them. And that's what I wanted to do.
I really completely understand.
Okay. So far as the phrase...
May I say one thing before you go on?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is both sides of it. So I'm not promising. I'm going to make that really clear. And it also doesn't mean that as you and I get to know each other and we're in the program together and I'm finding out what your take is on what it is that we're working on and see that it's something that I know I'm never going to go there because I am not that, it doesn't mean that I wouldn't give you permission to do it. It's just this doesn't automatically do that. So you would be taking a risk that you'd be able to do it in the one format and that it might never or might be years before you had permission to do it in the recorded format.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You had another question?
Uh-huh. At the live event that I was in Dallas for Understanding Men, I noticed how, like, when you're on stage, like, this is actually information from this course, and this is actually information from this course, which is great, you know. And then I read in the contract, it's like, if you take this, you're not allowed to share information from the prior courses. And I'm going, how do you really separate it when they all kind of blend together? You know, like, there's pieces of all the different courses, like, to get the understanding. Like, if you do Understanding Women, there was part that you need to understand about men because of why women do things, you know. And when you're doing men, it's like, well, why do men do that? Well, because women do this. You know?
Right.
So it's almost like, okay, how much leeway is there for creating understanding? Not trying to teach the whole entire other course, but bringing in enough information so you're not leaving the person confused.
Yes. Yeah, you're not the first person to ask that question. I think it's happened every year. we always have that question. And for us, it's a matter of integrity in acknowledging your level of expertise. So what we advise our partners to do is, like, say someone asks a question, but what about when a man blah blah blah, and you're certified in empowering women, right? So you would say, okay, I'm not certified in that topic, but I can point you in the direction. It's the disclaimer. I'm not certified in this. I'm not an expert in this. I haven't studied this and done research in this like I have in the topic I'm teaching you tonight and you're paying for. But I can tell you that it's because of this, and if you want more information about it, I recommend you go here. So we don't tie your tongue. Yeah. Yeah, it's worked out for most people. You don't tie your tongue or your hands. You do enough to take care of people and point them to where they may find out more with the disclaimer that you're not putting yourself forth as an expert in that area at the same level as what it is that you are teaching, selling, advertising. It's like when I say in the Queen's Coach for Life, if you're an expert at muscle testing, this next part might drive you crazy because I just know enough to cause trouble, right? So I make the disclaimer. I'm not an expert in muscle testing. I was taught it, and I do stuff with it, and I'm passing it on. And if you want to know more about it, you might want to check out this book or this person or whatever. So just that kind of honesty, integrity, transparency. It's not meant to be teasing or misleading or what's the word? It's not a ploy, right? It's not a ploy. Mm-hmm. You're just being very transparent about what you're qualified and not qualified, certified, not certified, licensed, not licensed, wherever that's appropriate.
Okay. That's good. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
Not right now.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sasha. All right. And Jules, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. I'm choosing to not choose overwhelm right now.
You're choosing to not choose overwhelm. Good for you.
Yeah, it's a lot of information, and I just want to put a picture in your head of who I am. We were on stage together at Kristen Sweeting Morelli's Red Live event in Boulder, Colorado, a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And
yep.
I was in the red belly dancing outfit.
Awesome.
I don't know if you remember, but I thought I'd give you a chance at it. But
you're bringing back fond memories to me, but I cannot picture you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That was such a great experience, and I was definitely fangirling out over you. So, and tonight's a treat to get to speak with you live, too. I am in kind of an unusual place around not really knowing what I'm doing right now. I'm taking a sabbatical year, and I just love the material. I've signed up for a bunch of the courses with the intention of doing the mastery program professional level. I'm just not entirely convinced that I want to coach. And I feel like, and what I'm asking for is maybe direction or confirmation if you have some ideas about it. I just feel like this material, regardless of any particular career path that I choose, will put me, you know, ahead in my ability to understand and communicate.
Okay. So can you tell me what you normally do? Or if not normally do, since you're in a sabbatical, of what you've done, what do you love doing that you think you want to carry forward?
Well, I'm wavering on going back to school to do a multidisciplinary psychology degree.
Okay.
That would involve some brain science and you know, I honestly, I just don't have a lot of clarity around it. Or am I
okay.
doing my MBA? So, you know, as I'm listening, it feels like it is such a big investment. I just feel like this is such a prime opportunity for me to have a clean slate to go deep with the work, which is why I'm drawn to the professional level. And then I go back to maybe just doing the personal stuff to, you know, to get it for myself. And then as I get more clarity, you know, ramping up. But I really like the idea of being able to learn how to coach CAC style.
Okay. There's kind of a lot of noise on the line. So can I mute you and say something
yes.
about what you said and then come back?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
A real question first. Do you enjoy teaching?
Yes.
Okay. Are you compelled to teach? Like it's hard for you to not teach when you see that somebody needs something or could use something?
Yes.
Okay. And do you prefer to teach people one-on-one or in some kind of group?
I'm more of a one-on-one.
Okay. All right. Really good to know. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute it. I have one more question. What topic series are you looking at?
I'm looking at the empowering men or the partnership. And I do have one more question if I could ask it also.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Do you want me to ask it now or after
yes.
you? Okay. The other question I have is I'm just not clear on the time frame. Is it a year-long program that we're doing the professional level?
Yes. Whether it's professional or coaching certification, it ends up being just a couple weeks shy of a year. We
okay.
start the
Great.
First weekend of April, and you finish at the middle of March the following year.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and mute, and I'll say some more things about it. How it works is we have 5 weekends altogether, or 5 times we were together physically. The first 4 weekends, everyone in the program is together, regardless of whether they're professional or coaching certification. And that's where you learn the transformational teaching skills, and they apply to individuals and to groups. They're the same thing, whether you have one person in front of you or 10 persons in front of you. What I maintain is there's no such thing as a group. There's just a bunch of individuals in front of you, but the same principles apply. And as soon as you think you're interacting with a group, you're usually ineffective. Instead of taking care of For example, if you're interacting with women, you have 100 centers of the universe. So from April to the middle of January, you're having the 4 transformational teaching weekends, and you're having 8 topic cycles. So they begin immediately after the first weekend. Each one lasts for 5 weeks, and the last one ends just before the 4th weekend in January. So the learning, researching, turning in research journals, and doing demonstration calls is designed so that you're doing one every 5 weeks, 8 times, and if you're on track, you would be complete with all of your coursework, if you wanted to call it that, by the end of January, if you're on track doing it. Not everybody's able to stay on track. It's a demanding program, and life happens, and sometimes people get behind on their demonstration calls. We were really strict about people doing research and turning their journals in, but if someone needs some leeway in doing their demonstration calls, it's something for them to partner with their trainer about. So sometimes people need extra time to finish all their coursework between the middle of January and the middle of March. And that's why that is built in there, to give them some space, because we know life happens. We have a certain amount of tolerance for it. We don't have all the tolerance in the world for it. You have to have all your coursework done in order to come to what some people call the 5th weekend, even though it's a Monday and Tuesday for professional certification. So when you've completed all your coursework and you're certified in your topic series, that's what creates the eligibility to come to those two-day professional certification training. And that training, it's not required. You do not have to come to that training in order to be certified. You're certified based on your coursework and completing the weekend successfully and teaching the people that you need to teach, and being congruent with what it is that you're teaching. We're not interested in people just saying stuff. They actually need to be it. So if you're, for example, studying empowering men, then you better be empowering men. You can't have a lot of men saying that they're emasculated by you all the time. We're not going to certify that. So it has to do with walking the talk and getting your work done and completing the weekends and the teaching. And then those 2 days for professional certification, you're actually not even charged for them. They're my gift. They're my gift to the professional certification partners, because I consider you to be a partner of mine out in the world, making the world a better place, and I want you to be successful at that. So those 2 days are all about empowering you to have a business in the area of transformation and the things that I've learned, mostly the hard way, over 22 years of doing what I do. And it's like a group coaching session. I ask everybody, what is it that they most want out of the 2 days? What do you want to know from me? And we pick those things off in addition to the things that I know I want to give you to empower you to honor yourself and express yourself and have a business that is congruent with who you are. So you're required to be at those 2 days. You earn being at those 2 days by having your work done in time. The professional certification has the most leeway, the most permission, the most freedom in terms of how you teach, who you teach, the different kinds of environments that you teach them in, how you design it and put it together, especially with empowering men and intentional dating, all kinds of different ways that you can do it. we really encourage people to teach in person because that's how you get, that's what polishes the diamond the fastest. Teaching in person, teaching in person, teaching in person. The people who teach the most often, the most number of times from weekend to weekend, it may not be the most number of people, but it was the most number of times that they taught, I see the biggest growth from one weekend to another. And that's what I'm looking for in the weekend. The Friday of each weekend, everybody has a turn on stage, and I'm looking for where are you at now? What are you great at? How do you shoot yourself in the foot? Where can we go from here? How can I empower you from where you're starting? So I've had everybody, anyone from people terrified of any kind of public speaking, can't even imagine why they're in this program, to people who have been training for years to be public speakers, who have TV shows, who are on the public speaking circuit. It's how they make a living, and they come to the program. So wherever you're at is where I'm looking to empower you. And all the exercises in the weekends, everybody's doing their best interpretation of them and finding their expression of what we're working on. In professional certification, as I was telling Nicole, you can then sign up to be at the coaching intensive. They're placed in the same city right after one another, so you can learn how to do that if you choose to learn how to do that the way that we do it. It is an intensive, and you have to pass it to be certified as a coach and to be eligible to be hired by PACS. Okay, I'm going to check back in with you, Jewel, to see. There was something you said that I feel like I didn't address, but now I can't remember what it is. But I bet you know what it is. Can you remind me? anything left for you that you need help with?
I think I just need to sit with everything and sort through it. I just finished the Understanding Women Weekend in New York City, and I've been doing the online course that you just released. So I've been really immersed in but haven't spent a lot of time yet on the packet that I got on the Mastery Program for 2017. So I think I just need to, you know, to really dive deep into it, and then I'll be on another call if I have more questions about it.
Okay. We'll keep scheduling these Q&As. There'll be a break in them while I'm on vacation over the holidays. I have 2 weeks of vacation and 1 week of of just winter break where I'm working on other stuff. But yeah, take your time, digest it. Feel free to be on as many Q&As as you need to. Also, Melissa Mednick, who is I forget her title now. She's been so many things. Melissa's been involved in Mastery since she did it in 2006, and she's available to answer questions and help in guiding you to the thing for you. It's something people really appreciate about her. And if you want time with Melissa, you just email her, melissa@understandmen.com, and there's no charge for the call, but that's a way to get the information you need if there's any Q&A coming up soon or if you just want a longer conversation, more personal attention.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Allison.
You're welcome. And I love that you're doing the Queen's Code for Life, our first program available to the world 24/7. That is very exciting to me.
It's very cool, too, to get to experience doing the live events and then doing the online experience. So I'm excited to see which one I walk away from feeling like I was able to really retain the information.
Wow. Yeah, this will be the first year that we have people in Mastery where it's conceivable that the Mastery Program will be their first live event with us. They could have done all their prerequisites on demand or in the premieres. The only thing, just to make sure you know, it, since you mentioned being attracted to the Heart of Partnership as one of the possibilities, to be in the certification series, you do need to get yourself to the Dance of Partnership. So that you will, that is required for that series, and we have it in February in Honolulu, and then in May in Atlanta, and that's like 3 weeks after the start of Mastery, but we have designed that series so it's okay for people to begin it without having done dance first.
Okay.
But May's the last chance. Yeah. So February, okay. Honolulu, or May in Atlanta, you can be in that series. And it says that all in your thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
You
good for now? You're welcome. Okay. So I don't have any other hands up. If anyone has a new question or a follow-up question, if you would press 1 on your keypad, and I'll give you the microphone. And if you don't, I will go ahead and end the call early. So whatever you like is good for me. I'm here to be available. Okay, so we don't have any hands up. Like I said, Melissa at understandmen.com is available. Bill has her hand up again. Okay, good. Yes, dear.
Well, I just want to ask, if we have no more questions about Mastery, could I ask your thoughts about something else?
Actually, this is just about that. And it's recorded, and then it's posted on our site in response to that. So thank you for asking. If you could ask, I appreciate it. Thank you. That's very considerate.
I'll email it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Sarah Shell. Yes. A follow-up?
Is a follow-up. Is the journey to the center of you in any one of these four topic series to be able to use that and teach that, or no?
It isn't actually in any of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The thing that – okay, let's see. How do I answer this question? So there's a couple of things that shape what's in a topic series. One of them is does it feel like there's a lot more to be done at that, right? Is there a lot more to be said about it or explored about it? Are we at the beginning of a conversation? And so in Mastery, I call it stem cells. So for example, Empowering Men, we're in our third year of the Empowering Men series, and the 8 topics have not been the same. From year to year, the expression, the interpretation, the depth, the breadth, the focus even of the topic has been different every year for 3 years. And it's because we just keep exploring and living into that material and finding out more and more and more about it. For example, this year in Mastery, one of our participants discovered another phase in the phases of the hunt. We've been teaching the phases of the hunt for years, and one of the participants found another phase, which is hot. That is so much fun for that to happen. Another thing that may be kind of odd to hear, but I'm transparent, is that when Mastering Certification was created, it was one of the, in the area of my life that I call kind of bizarre, in that I was awake in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock in the middle of the night at a stranger's house, and I was just thinking, and I asked a question. I asked questions of the universe, and I received what I call a download. And it was just a massive amount of information just coming into my head, into my head, into my head, into my head. And it was the Mastery and Certification Program. It was the four topic series we needed to do. It was the eight topics within the four topics that we needed to do. And I'm typing it into my phone in the dark while sleeping next to my daughter. And it was not a conscious thinking. And it wasn't until we actually did the program that year that we could see that across the four series, the first topics related to each other. And then the second topics related to each other. And the third topics related to each other across four series. And I didn't pick the topics. I didn't order the topics. It was not a conscious process. It was it was like, whoa. And so that's how the mastery topics got created, got put in there, why the different parts of empowering men are empowering men and not others. It was because that's how it was given to me, and I trusted it because I've been given a lot in this way, and it's always been hot information. But what's strange for people, because they consider me to be the expert and that I'm supposed to know everything about this, is that I'm in the middle of teaching the topic and the information is still coming. So I'm seeing things about the topic in the middle of teaching the topic that I have never thought before. And it's a really strange and stressful process. And sometimes you're going to hear me pacing if I have squeaky shoes on, because it's just like this, I don't know, it's like being a tube or something. But it keeps the mastery really interesting and really exciting. And I don't know, maybe someday Journey to the Center of You, that material in the five modes of living and loving, will end up in there. I'm planning on using it in a program that I'm developing that I don't know if I'll do next year or the year after, that's really bringing together virtually all of my work into something extremely intense for couples over a long period of time. But I spent a year on the material in Journey to the Center of You with a friend and partner developing it together, Tomer Elam. And it just, for now anyway, it's complete. And so we're not still exploring it. We feel like it did a good job, and there it is. And it might show up. Tomer's writing a book about it. So that's the expression that's happening right now.
Okay, thank you. I get same kind of downloads with my work in the middle of the night. So that, like you're saying, I'm like, yeah, of course.
Of course they do. Isn't that how it works? But it's also why what we say is we're protective, not possessive. We're really clear with the investment of time and energy that we put into developing things. And we have shareholders and obligations to them for those things that we'll be protective of. But on the other hand, we have mastery and certification, so people can take this information and add their self-expression and create their workshops and their programs and their whatnots. And we just get all excited about it. We live we choose abundance, right? We choose abundance and the richness and the diversity of the expression. And I also know not everybody can learn from me. I'm not the best teacher for everybody. Some people can't hear me at all. In fact, I know a man who said to his girlfriend, I can't stand her voice, so could you learn it and then teach it to me? It's totally busted me up. No, I don't want to learn from her. Let me learn from you, Sheldon. Anything else?
My husband said my husband said the same thing to a teacher that I was working with years ago, and he was like, just learn it and share it with me. I can't handle that. Like, okay. But thank you. No, I appreciate the added clarity. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking. All right. I'm putting the hands down again. I committed to an hour to this, so we have 3 more minutes. If anybody else has a follow-up question, or now I've spawned a whole new set of questions, please press 1 on your keypad. Okay. Well, so second try. I think we're done. I'll give everyone the microphone, and we can say goodnight. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be with you. You're welcome. You're very welcome.